What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I thought we had some, installing had some mental lapses that really cost us. That would, you know, when you look at the points that they were able to get in transition off our turnovers, and a lot of our turnovers were even unforced, even the dead ball turnovers were, you know, we pitched it out of bounds. Those kind of things just haunted us. They haunted us all night. And every time we did that, it seemed like they were in bunches. I thought our execution was pretty good for the most part, but our effort and energy to start the game wasn't near where it needs to be. They really came out and played harder than we did, and we conceded some possessions. And you just can't do that against a team that's athletic and explosive and trying to create great possessions up and down the floor. I didn't think our bench really gave us the consistency. I think there were some guys that played pretty well, but I just didn't think we had the overall consistency that we needed.
Talk about the defense. It seemed like it really let you down in that second half, especially.
It did. You know, you're looking at shot 54% in the second half, and again, I just think a lot of it was mental lapses. We did not execute our defensive game plan the way we had talked about going into the game. Just the little things that you need to do to be preventative, getting up on the ball, getting up on certain players, how we're going to handle their pick and roll situations, the double downs in the post, and just all those areas we had breakdowns in. There wasn't a single area that we were consistent in.
Guys had a drought of about more than 5 minutes where you were scoreless, and then also in the second half there was another drought of about 3 minutes. And certainly when you're in a situation like that where you can't score for 8 minutes, it definitely puts strain on your team.
It does, and it did tonight. And you know, we've got to figure out in those situations what it means to execute in execution. And when you go 2-3 possessions and you don't get a score, you have to be able to get touches inside and play inside out. You have to get shots for the guys that can even get to the free throw line or make a shot for you. We didn't do a very good job screening all night long. And in those particular instances, if you don't screen, if you don't make the effort to screen, then other things break down. I'm not sure that it's just the post guys. You know, when you're talking about screening, it's a two-way street. The guys coming early and not waiting on the screens, just being a little anxious. And I thought that was a cause for a lot of the turnovers tonight. We just looked anxious at times. We saw a guy and we want to get it to him so quick, so we had a shot. We had 5 or 6 shots point blank at the basket in 40 minutes. That's, you're talking 10 points that we missed, that we just missed out on.
Did you get a sense that the team, once they knew or heard that Kendrick Davis wasn't going to play, that they took North Texas like it?
No. No, I don't think this kid's at all. Not at all.
Coach,
you know, most teams are very good the game after they lose a good player. And 2-3 games you find out, you know, who they are and where they're going. But I don't think that was an issue tonight at all.
Coach Moore scored the first 13 points. Second half, he didn't get a basket other than more from someone other than Morris until early, maybe about the 9:44 mark. And definitely showed tonight that there was a lack of balance from a lack of balance of scoring other than Morris.
No, I don't know that that's the case at all. I think really, you know, when you got a guy that can score 13 in a row, why would you go somewhere else? And the guy had 38 points tonight and shot a pretty good percentage. What happened tonight to us is that he didn't get to the free throw line. It's beyond me how a guy who plays the way Morris does only shoots 7 free throws tonight.
Morris, how frustrating was it to be pounded the way you were tonight and only go to the free throw line 7 times?
Did you say pounded? You thought he was pounded too? I want to say it. He was pounded. And that's the thing that, you know, when the media asked the question that the guy was pounded, then obviously there's more than just the guys on our sideline and the guys wearing a white shirt that thought he was pounded. But he was pounded. I don't think I think it's pretty inexcusable.
I mean, it was an adjustment, you know, coming from the game right before this. You know, like I went to the line, shot 20 free throws. You know, so I had to make an adjustment at the first five, 6 minutes of the game. I realized that they won't let us play tonight. So it was an adjustment, and, we can't use it as an excuse. You just got to work around it. But I don't think that's the reason why we just had too many nil matches. We had spurts where we played well, and then, like you said, the 5 3-minute droughts, we couldn't get over that hump after those.
Got a day off before Oregon comes in. How do you work on solving the mental lapses?
I think it's just one of those things that we're going to have to discuss a little bit more tomorrow. We're going to have to look at some specific situations and talk about them. And guys are going to have to make a conscious effort to want to fix it, want it to be different. We were in a similar situation. I'm not promising the same outcome, but we were in a similar situation coming off the Gonzaga game. And I think guys went into the Colorado State game with a different understanding, a little bit different attitude, and I think that I'm hopeful that we can do it again. The most important thing for us right now is to get back on top of our game.
How was Logansville?
He's playing. That's about the best I can say.